Welcome to the Big Rig Bull Podcast with your host, Attorney Rashard Alexander, Big Rig Bull Texas Truck Accident Lawyer. This podcast was created to help injury victims receive the care and compensation they deserve when injured by the negligence, carelessness, or recklessness of commercial motor vehicle drivers. Listening to this podcast does not form an attorney-client relationship, and if you need immediate legal assistance, please visit HoustonTruckAccident.lawyer or consult a respected and experienced personal injury lawyer near you. Welcome to the podcast. Good morning. You are rocking with the best. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is the Houston Truck Accident Lawyer, Rashard Alexander, a.k.a. the Big Rig Bull Texas Truck Accident Lawyer. Here again today, I am talking about what you need to do when you're involved with a wrongful death case as it concerns your family member, obviously, not yourself, because you wouldn't be here listening to this podcast if that was the case. But there are a number of things that you need to know if you are involved in a wrongful death case. And we're just going to really go down, the list. I am in the process of cleaning up my website. So, every podcast, pretty much, I'm just going to address a different point on my website. My website actually has about 500 pages at this point. The website that I'm referring to is HoustonTruckAccident.lawyer. That's HoustonTruckAccident.lawyer. My biography is located at HoustonCarAccident.attorney. But if you are dealing with a Houston truck accident, and we have dealt with a number of them here in the Houston area, or we're experiencing a number of them at this point, we've had a number of hazmat truck wrecks in the past week. I mean, I think in the past 2 weeks, we've had at least four that I can just remember off the top of my head. One dealing with raw sewage being spilled on US 59, as well as I think yesterday or 2 days ago, we've had a concrete mixer that overturned on South 610 loop. So, we're going to get into, just like I said, what to do when you're dealing with a wrongful death case. Because yesterday, that concrete mixer overturning on the 610 loop, one woman died, I believe, as a result of it. And condolences to her family and her loved ones. I mean, you know, this is a very hard topic. This is a situation that, no one ever really wants to deal with. But in times like this, you need the experience and the help of someone who actually focuses on these types of matters. Like I said before, every truck accident lawyer can do a car accident case in their sleep, but not every car accident lawyer can handle a truck wreck. These are specialized cases. They deal with specialized areas of the law, both federal and state. And so you want to lean upon the shoulders and experience of someone who actually focuses on this area. So if you're seeking a free consultation with one of Texas's Houston truck accident attorneys, call Houston truck accident lawyer Rashard Alexander today at 713-766-3322. You can call me toll free at 1-800-688-7551. Now, this is just if you're in the Houston area. I have other numbers to call me from if you're in the Fort Worth area, if you're in Austin, Texas, or if you are in San Antonio. But for the most part, this is my home base. This is where I've been for the last 10 years. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to continue to grow and help Houstonians and Texans statewide. I love this area. I love practicing truck accident law. I love everything about it. So let's get started. For households, a wrongful death is especially devastating because it might have been prevented if only another party was exercising good care. Together with the grief you're suffering, you could also find yourself the victim of a sudden financial burden as a consequence of your loved one's departure. You might require information regarding your rights, and if you're going through a situation like this, I hope that this podcast delivers the assistance and advice that you need at this challenging time. A quick break, I just want to let you know that if you are dealing with a wrongful death case, I strongly urge that you go to Bo's Place. That's B-O apostrophe S Place. Bo's Place is a free bereavement grief center, offers free counseling to adults and children, but especially for children. They have counselors on staff that can help you, deal with this matter, and it's free. You know, it's free. I've experienced loss in my life as well, and let me tell you that when you are going through a situation and you are dealing with the loss of a loved one, it can be a very traumatic experience, and I don't wish that on anyone. But I know what it's like. So if you are in that type of situation, you really, really should try to seek some type of therapy. And it's nothing, it doesn't make you weak to seek therapy. It doesn't make you, less of a person or less of a man, less of a woman to seek therapy. But I think, when you're dealing with, like I said, a traumatic loss of a loved one, it can be hard for anyone to deal with. So please check them out. Bo's Place is on the south side of Houston. And I think if you call over there, you can set up an appointment, go in and talk to someone. They can get you squared away. And especially if you have children, just take them in there. They give them like a free bear or a free stuffed animal. They talk to them. There are other kids that they interact with who have also dealt with the sudden loss of a loved one. So it can kind of be a community support network, and it can also help you develop a new group of friends to kind of help deal with that loss. So let's get back to it. We're talking about a wrongful death car accident or a wrongful death truck accident. In the event of a wrongful death automobile crash, the wrongful death might be the fault of another driver. It could be an automobile maker or a truck manufacturer, like a part of a truck, or perhaps the city or county might be responsible for maintaining safe streets, and that may be another reason. A wrongful death case isn't a criminal case, and it doesn't entail this, the same type of situation as far as just trying to send the offending party to prison. Rather, a wrongful death injury entails filing a claim against the responsible individual or party, and pursuing monetary damages to compensate the victim's household for the cost that they've incurred in the loved one's departure. Financial damages may also include reimbursement for the pain and distress or suffering the automobile accident victim experience resulting in their passing. So, not only could you be awarded damages just for the wrongful death, but the pain and suffering that the deceased experienced before the wreck. So, if they were involved in an automobile accident or 18-wheeler truck accident, and I hate saying accident, but that's commonly what we call these things. It's really a wreck. But if they experienced pain and suffering, if they didn't die immediately, as a cause of the wreck, you can be compensated for the time that they spent in the hospital or the minutes that they spent out on the roads, possibly bleeding out or something like that. Each state has different laws surrounding the way that the automobile crash wrongful death lawsuit might be submitted. Here in the state of Texas, there's a statute of limitations that provides the sufferer's family with 2 years following the automobile wreck to file an auto accident wrongful death lawsuit. So you have 2 years from the date of the deceased passing away to file a lawsuit here in the state of Texas. If you're seeking a free consultation with one of Texas's Houston car accident attorneys or lawyers, call the Houston car accident lawyer, Richard Alexander, today at 713-766-3322. Or you can call me toll free at 1-800-688-7551. Additionally, please go to my website and download my free ebook that I wrote with you in mind. It's available at HoustonTruckAccident.lawyer. That's HoustonTruckAccident.lawyer. There's also a resources tab where you can go on there and download a wrongful death checklist so that you can print that out or you can bring that to your first initial consultation to get a better idea of what you need, how to proceed. And like I said before, consultations are free. No one should be charging you to talk to you about what happened to your loved one at all. So if someone is trying to do that, then you need to walk away and reschedule another appointment with someone else. Additionally, if certain kinds of vehicles have been included in your loved one's automobile crash, specific rules may apply to submit an automobile accident wrongful death claim. So if the automobile accident entailed government property, for example, a metro bus or a school bus, or it occurred on public property, there might be a shorter time limitation for you to file your Houston wrongful death claim or Texas wrongful death claim. Generally speaking, like if it's a metro bus or something like that, you're going to have like 90 days to notify the city that you plan on filing a lawsuit. So that's why I say it's so important that when you're involved in these types of situations, that you actually reach out to someone and you try to schedule a free consultation with a personal injury lawyer near you. I already gave you my information, so I'm not going to keep plugging that, but you know, you can feel free to call me. If the incident involved a commercial truck, then it can be tricky to ascertain whether the driver or the motor carrier, the trucking business, is a negligent party in your wrongful death car wreck case. Lastly, Texas employs some rather intricate at-fault legislation regarding automobile crash lawsuits. Specifically, the Modified Comparative Negligence Law implies that a judge or jury will determine what percentage of error belonged to each party in the automobile crash. And this percentage will be used to determine the monetary damages granted in your Houston wrongful death automobile collision case. So let's say, you know, you go to trial and the case, the other party or the trucking company or the motor carriers or whatnot were 51% at fault. And they find that, you know, your deceased loved one was 49% at fault. Well, that's really all that it takes for you to get a judgment in your favor. But, you know, that 49% can then be deducted from whatever verdict you receive at trial or the award that you receive. So, you know, it's always best to try to talk to someone who's actually experienced in these areas, who knows the law, who's current on it, and is staying completely focused on these particular areas, because that's what you want. I mean, you can go to a generalist, when you're dealing with like an estate or probate matter, because, I mean, let's face it, the way that this world is going now, you pretty much can go to LegalZoom and get an estate or probate or will or anything like that done if you want to. That's not the best way to do it, of course, but you know, there are things out here for you to pursue those things if you want to. Now, I'm not saying that you should do that, and I'm definitely not advocating for LegalZoom, because every real estate, probate, whatever, you know, family law matter, they're all different. So it's always best to go to someone who specializes in that area versus just going to your local Office Depot and picking up a LegalZoom packet, okay? Houston wrongful death lawyer Richard Alexander is an attorney that will assist your family in its time of need. I know how confusing the process of dealing with a death in the family can be, especially an unexpected one at the hands of a negligent and reckless stranger. This can be a lot to deal with, as you are coping with the loss of a loved one and the emotional trauma that comes along with it and the pressing unexpected financial concerns. All too frequently, the household of a wrongful death automobile wreck victim will just work with the commercial motor vehicle insurance provider to submit a claim concerning the passing of the loved one. And really, as I said before in previous podcasts, the whole goal of an insurance adjuster is to reduce your claim if they can't deny it outright. So you need to make sure you go speak with an attorney immediately, instead of just calling up the opposing insurance company and listening to them give you low figures or low numbers as far as the compensation. Because oftentimes, not only will they do that, but they may lie to you about what your rights are in that particular circumstance. It's sad that people will do that, but that's what some people will actually do. So it's essential to understand that submitting a claim to a commercial motor vehicle insurance provider or company isn't the same as receiving compensation for an 18-wheeler wrongful death lawsuit or case. Insurance businesses want to finalize your claim quickly and quietly and for a lot less than what it usually is worth. They aren't worried about the pain and discomfort your loved ones suffered in the seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the months prior to their departure. And what's more, insurance companies don't take into consideration the expenses connected with your loved one's passing, such as medical bills and funeral expenses when assessing your claim. Because of this, it's imperative to hire an experienced wrongful death lawyer prior to dealing with the opposing commercial truck accident insurance provider. Having educated legal counsel on your side will make certain that you get compensation that you deserve and which you and your loved ones need to proceed with your lives. Okay, because as I said before, if you're involved in a wreck, you know, we all know that life is a lot more complicated than just the numbers that a lot of times these insurance companies will throw out to you. And you know that if you have two or three kids at home and your husband dies as a result of a wreck or your wife dies as a result of a wreck, you know, those kids are going to have to be taken care of at least until the ages of 18, not including if they want to go to college or any other thing. I forgot exactly how much they say it costs to raise a kid these days, but I believe they said it's about $500,000. I don't know where I saw that I read it somewhere, but they said in today's society in 2020, I think it costs at least $500,000 to raise a child. Imagine that. That's a lot of money. And you know, to lose someone that could be a potential provider for the next, you know, 17, 16 years or even 12 or 9 or even 1, that's a huge loss in a family. And that's not even talking about the emotional support, the guidance that they would provide throughout their lives as they deal with different obstacles and the advice that they would be able to receive as a result of that. So the reasons for wrongful death automobile accidents. A wrongful death automobile crash might occur due to a number of distinct elements, including another party's negligence. Your truck accident wrongful death situation will vary based upon what or who caused the wreck. Some reasons may include another driver who had been using a mobile phone to speak, text, or other programs when driving. 18-wheeler drivers are not allowed to use cell phones while driving. Intoxication, exhaustion, recklessness, or bad judgment on the part of another driver. There was recently a truck wreck that killed a few people, I believe, not in Texas, somewhere here in the U.S. A truck driver was drinking coffee and took his eyes off the road, put his coffee down into the holder and just completely was oblivious to all the cars up in front of him and smashed into the back of the rear of one car and killed a few people. So that can be another reason, and that may have been due to exhaustion as well, because truck drivers have very, very exhausting work schedules that they have to abide by. So, you know, if they're not getting the proper rest at the truck stops, if they're not taking the time out to really get that rest in that they need, it's a profession that it tries to push the human body to beyond its capabilities. So that might be a reason as well. A street that has been built and badly preserved could be another reason. Poor or imperceptible signage on a street or street on a on a street or highway. I'm sorry. An automobile manufacturer, supplier, or installer that published or created a faulty automobile to advertise. So, like automobile defects, a truck which wasn't properly inspected or maintained for safety. It can be carrying a load which exceeded the automobile's maximum weight capacity. So, you know, that is a cargo securement case. And we've had a number of those quite recently. A young lady passed away here in Houston maybe a week ago. A gospel singer passed away as a result of a concrete mixer or cement truck allowing its load to spill out on the road. And as a result of that, a collision occurred where two cars hit head on and she passed away as a result of that. I think I already talked about, so that's cargo securement. It could be a truck driver that wasn't adequately trained. You know, most truck drivers are, you know, going to 6-week programs, if that, and then being put on the road, usually with another experienced driver, but not always. And if they're not properly trained on how to secure their loads or do the proper pre-trip inspection, that could be a reason as well. Motor carriers who need their drivers to stay on the roads longer than the national legal limitation or state legal limitation can cause accidents as well. Let me see. A hired driver, like a taxi driver or a chauffeur, who neglects to follow the Texas Transportation Code, or an Uber or a Lyft driver. So, you know, if you've been injured as a result of a Uber or a Lyft driver, or your loved one has been injured as a result of an Uber or Lyft driver's negligent driving, those situations have $1 million policy caps on them. As long as the car was in operation at the time of the accident, conducting business at the time of the accident or wreck. These are only a couple of the ways a wrongful death car crash can occur. Some involve people, but a great deal also involve corporate malfeasance or, you know, motor carriers who aren't actually doing what they're supposed to do as it relates to regulating their drivers and the equipment that they're operating. Based on those conditions, your automobile accident wrongful death lawsuit, you can claim under that, you can claim damages against not only just the truck driver, but potentially the motor carrier, the shipper or receiver of the cargo, or potentially the manufacturer of either the cargo or manufacturer of the trailer. Just a quick plug again, if you're seeking a free consultation with one of Texas's Houston truck accident lawyers, call the Houston truck accident lawyer Rashard Alexander today at 713-766-3322 or 1-800-688-7551. This is Rashard Alexander, the Big Rig Bull Texas truck accident lawyer. We're going to just go ahead and continue. I just had to, you know, I don't know where people are plugging into the podcast, so I just had to kind of plug myself throughout it just to let you know what's going on. Every automobile wrongful death lawsuit involves distinct conditions. This usually means that every automobile accident wrongful death claim and the compensation amount will be different. There are situations where people may pass away, and you know, the maximum compensation there for that party, for their family members, may be only $30,000. In other situations, it may be $30 million. It really depends. Number one, if you take the case to trial, you stand to receive a lot more if there is a larger policy there. However, you know, if it's just a civilian involved in a wreck and they have a minimum liability policy and they are pretty much judgment proof outside of the policy that they have on their car, that may be the only compensation that your attorney may be able to secure for you. The air is turned off in here, so maybe it's going to sound a little different now that the AC is off as far as my podcast. But in filing a claim, among the most difficult challenges for households in the aftermath of a wrongful death automobile crash is attempting to tally up the financial costs they've incurred. Usually, you know, the very last thing you want to do is attempt to evaluate the financial worth of your own pain and discomfort following a loved one who has expired. That's why you handle, and that's why you hire an attorney. Don't try to handle these things on your own, because an attorney is going to be more experienced as far as understanding truly what the case is worth. Although we all know that human life is priceless, there's really not a complete number that you can put on the death of a loved one, but we just try to maximize that compensation for you as much as possible, because we know you have to live on and your kids and family members do too as well. So there's not any single fixed number for financial compensation when dealing with a wrongful death car crash. Rather, your truck accident wrongful death settlement or trial verdict will be based on the cost you've incurred throughout your loved one's passing, along with the financial burden you may assume later on in your loved one's absence. That's not all, but that is a good bit of it. Juries may also take into consideration the pain and discomfort experienced by your loved ones in this time period, as I said before. Now, like I said before, this is where it's really tremendously useful to have a wrongful death Houston 18-wheeler accident lawyer on your side. A great Houston wrongful death lawyer will collect any and all information from you which establishes damages that you have experienced. These will include ambulance costs, emergency room and hospital bills, medicine and other therapy costs, medical reports, funeral expenses, information concerning the reduction or loss of wages of present salary and potential earnings, loss of a deceased person's earning ability, and a reduction of the benefits as a result of the deceased person to the family, property damage that was property damage from the collision, pain and suffering that the deceased underwent prior to their departure, no matter the length of time, pain and distress you or your loved ones have experienced. An attorney will also have the ability to help you know your rights as they relate to a familial connection to the deceased. In the state of Texas, this is generally restricted to the surviving spouse and the children of the deceased as far as filing a wrongful death case. Bear in mind that the state law restricts the amount of time you have to submit a semi-truck accident lawsuit, and losing this chance for financial reimbursement for the cost you've gotten can be a tremendous blow to your family and yourself. By selecting a wrongful death attorney, you may be certain that your automobile accident wrongful death claim is going to be filed within the statute of limitations. An experienced lawyer will know precisely what to do and manage all the details so you can pay attention to your family's recovery and healing. As I said before, and I'll plug it again, if you are dealing with a wrongful death case, I think one of the best places to go and get some type of mental help is Bose Place, and I can't recommend them enough. I mean, I've been over there a few times myself and volunteered, and I tell you, it's a warming place. I mean, it is a place where you feel welcome, and the air is just different there. You know, you can tell that the people really care. I've never been over there and felt, you know, anything bad at all, really. Like I said, it's really a heartwarming place, and people really accept you with open arms there. So if you're dealing with mental issues, or you feel like you just need to talk to someone about the grief that you're experiencing, please go to Bose Place. And if you need the number, feel free to give me a call at 713-766-3322. I'll look it up for you and do whatever I can to help you get you on your way over there. Losing someone you love in a car accident is one of the most painful experiences you might ever have to endure, especially when the accident was caused by another driver's reckless disregard of others on the road, you know, through DWIs or just recklessness all in general. While there is no monetary amount that can replace your loved one, financial compensation for the losses you and your family are enduring can help ease some of the burdens caused by the sudden death of a close family member. Houston Wrongful Death lawyer Rashard Alexander is here to help you and your family recover those financial damages so that you can focus on healing from the emotional ones. While a wrongful death suit falls under the personal injury category, there are complexities and special rules that apply that set it apart. There are also specific damages that may be sought that are not applicable in your typical car accident claim, and I will help you sort through the legal standards to determine what damages apply in your circumstances. I believe I've already talked about the fact of who can file a wrongful death claim. Generally, it's restricted to the surviving spouse and the children are usually the plaintiffs in a wrongful death claim. And if in cases where there are no surviving family members or no one has brought a suit, and a representative of the estate may file a lawsuit after 3 months with the assistance of a court-appointed guardian ad litem or attorney ad litem. And what types of damages may be claimed? I think I already spoke on that as well. The loss of financial support is the first thing. Oh, my coffee maker is going off. The loss of financial support is the first thing you and your attorney will consider. The death of a family member can cause a financial burden on a family if they were a financial contributor to the household. The cost of any medical care that was received by your loved one as a direct result of the 18-wheeler accident. Funeral costs may be included in the wrongful death lawsuit. Plaintiffs may also ask to be compensated for pain and suffering, loss of companionship, guidance, and emotional support would all fit into this category. When the circumstances of the car accident case involve gross negligence, gross reckless behavior, gross negligence, a jury is allowed to apply punitive damages to an award amount. So a good example of this is driving while drunk is a great example of gross negligence behavior that is known to contribute to deadly car accidents. So juries will apply punitive damages under these types of circumstances as an additional punishment to the defendant. So punitive damages serve two causes. Number one, it is to punish the defendant, but it's also to serve as a deterrent to other potential defendants out here, or to serve a kind of a message to society that we won't tolerate drunk driving and things of that on our roads. The definition of a road traffic fatality varies from country to country. In the United States, the definition used in the Fatality Analysis Reporting System, FARS, is run by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA. It's when a person who dies within 30 days of a crash on a U.S. public road involving a vehicle with an engine, a death is the result of the crash. And in the U.S., therefore, if a driver has a non-fatal heart attack that leads to a road traffic crash that causes death, that is a road traffic fatality. However, if the heart attack causes death prior to the crash, then that is not a road traffic fatality. We experience a number of road traffic fatalities just as a result of gross negligent behavior here on the roads. And let me see. So I guess to wrap this up, I just want to say that you need to exercise your right to pursue compensation for the wrongful death of a loved one by contacting my legal team today. And after the initial consultation, I can take over the legal pursuit of your claim while you can focus on the healing of yourself and your family. An auto accident wrongful death claim entails two aspects of personal injury. It's the understanding of Texas's different statutes of limitations, or the two-year statute of limitation, and the way to really maximize your wrongful death claim against all parties. Because as I said before, when you're dealing with an 18-wheeler wreck, especially, it can be a lot more complicated. And combining that with wrongful death case, it can be a lot more complicated than the average car accident case. Not many personal injury lawyers, or many lawyers altogether, are going to have the experience or knowledge required to successfully pursue an automobile accident wrongful death lawsuit, especially one that involves a commercial motor vehicle. Let me see. When you hire an attorney and they don't have the appropriate legal expertise to fight for your claim, you put yourself in the danger of getting less compensation than you deserve. The Big Rig Pool Texas Truck Accident Lawyer, Rashard Alexander, will work on your behalf to make sure you get the justice and compensation that you deserve. So to speak with me about your case, call Houston Wrongful Death Lawyer Rashard Alexander at 713-766-3322 or 1-800-688-7551. Also, you can go to my website at houstontruckaccident.lawyer, but I recommend that if you really want to talk to me, just call me at my number. If I, for some reason, do not answer the phone, I will be in my, I more than likely will be in the courthouse, and I will contact you within 24 hours, if not sooner. When you deal with your car wreck case, you know, you're going to deal with me. You're going to talk to me, an attorney. You're not going to be handed off to a case manager or to a paralegal who will never return your calls and stuff like that. So feel free to give me a call. Attorney Rashard Alexander, the Big Rig Bull, Texas Truck Accident Lawyer, offers evening and weekend appointments as well as home and hospital visits. So, yes, one thing that separates me from a lot of other attorneys here in the Houston area is that I will take phone calls at night. I will come see you in the hospital. I'll come visit you at home. If you need to come in after hours, after regular business hours, because you have to still work and take care of your children, I totally understand that. You can come in on Saturdays or Sundays. Whatever day works for you, whatever works best for you, I will always try to work with you to accommodate your schedule. So as I said before, go to my website and look under the resources tab. You can download my Houston Wrongful Death checklist. You can also download my free ebook, it's Texas Car, Motorcycle, and Truck Accident Law, What the Injured Must Know. That might answer some questions for you as well. Once again, I recommend you try out Bo's Place for any type of issues you may be dealing with as far as your children, as far as therapy, because it can affect them in school and stuff like that if they don't get the required assistance that they need. And that's about it. You know, this is the Houston Truck Accident Lawyer, or I'm sorry, you can contact me at HoustonTruckAccident.lawyer. And this is Attorney Rashard Alexander, the Big Rig Bull, Texas Truck Accident Lawyer, signing out. And I'll see you again tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Thank you for listening to the Big Rig Bull Podcast with host Attorney Rashard Alexander, Big Rig Bull, Texas Truck Accident Lawyer. I hope you enjoyed today's topic. Please feel free to leave comments and suggestions on how to better assist you regarding future personal injury topics. If you like what you hear, please share and subscribe to the podcast. Have a blessed day.